The property tax increase amounts to an additional $12.65 a year to a taxpayer who owns a $100,000 home. Janet Roberts is the business administrator for Salt Lake City School District. She says even with a 2% increase in per-pupil spending the state set aside for public schools this year, there isn't enough money to cover the district's obligations and also provide a cost-of-living increase for employees. Roberts says 88% of the district's budget is in salaries and employee benefits. So without a tax increase, it would mean teacher layoffs.
We would have to cut people. That's all we could do. But where specifically, we haven't made that determination because our board's very supportive of this tax increase.
State education dollars are distributed based on enrollment, and because enrollment in Salt Lake City schools is flat, the district gets fewer dollars than schools with higher enrollment. At least one board member proposed balancing the budget by closing schools with low enrollment. Roberts says that's always an option, but
we've had $16 million worth of ongoing and $10 million worth of one-time budget cuts that we've made, significant budget cuts, and never through that process has the board considered closing schools.
Board member Rosemary Emery suggested the district is spending too much money on career and technical education. Districts get additional funding for supplying a certain amount of teachers in CTE, but Emery says it may not be worth it.
You know, we're losing a lot of money just because we're losing a lot of kids. And, you know, I keep looking at this and going, are students dropping out of school because they're not getting their 1.5 credits of CTE? Well, clearly not. Yet that is where we are putting so much emphasis of our money in from the district.
The budget hearing is scheduled for June 4th when the board will vote on the tax increase. The last time the district approved a tax hike was in 2011. Whitney Evans, KUER News.